The gospel reading today, our Lord states with great emphasis that he is the gate. He is the door. He is the only entrance into eternal life. But we need to see it even in a more profound way, because in the sheepfolds of the ancient world, some of them had a gate on them, but some did not. And the ones that did not, what would happen is at night, the shepherd would bring the sheep into that pen, and then the shepherd would sleep in the opening where the gate was. Anyone who wanted to get in literally had to step right over the shepherd in order to get in. The sheep weren't going to leave because they would have had to step over the shepherd, but they also knew that they were safe inside there because the shepherd was right there. He's the gate or the door for anybody to enter or exit. Now, he goes a little further, though, and he tells us that he then calls out his own, and his own will follow him because they recognize his voice, but they will not follow a stranger because they don't recognize his voice. We have to recognize right now is that for many people, Jesus is the stranger. They're not following him. They're not recognizing his voice. And it's just a travesty what's going on. Just last week, there was a Pew Research poll that was done, and the number of people that said that they were Catholic, but more than 60% of them said that they thought abortion was okay. About 60% of them said that homosexual marriage was a good thing. But then it got even more interesting. Only 20% of those who called themselves Catholic said that they go to Mass with any kind of regularity. And then it becomes even more interesting, or more tragic, because the people who take the polls know that when it comes to questions like that, a lot of people don't tell the truth because they're trying to make themselves look good. Of course I go to Mass regularly. I'm a Catholic, right? So there was one of these groups, people, whoever they are, that traces your cell phones. In case you think that you're safe with that stupid thing, remember your cell phone has a GPS in it. They trace everything. And so these people traced all the cell phones in America. And they found that on a Sunday morning, 4.6% of the people in America go to church. Any church. 4.6%. Number one, is there any reason to doubt why we are, or to question why we're in the mess that we're in? But number two, whose voice are they listening to? Jesus is the stranger now, isn't he? He's the shepherd of their soul, but they don't even know their shepherd. They don't recognize his voice because they're following whomever, and they're not following him. So we need to be able to look at that and ask our own self, do I recognize his voice? It's one thing at this point to be able to say, well, I know that this is what Jesus did. He founded the church and he set everything up, and I know the fullness of truth is in the church. That's not the question I'm asking. Do you recognize his voice? Because just having that head knowledge is not going to be sufficient. I suspect that a lot of those people who are in the 94.4% know the exact same thing that you do. But they're not coming. Oh, they'll give him lip service. I believe that God exists. So does Satan. Well, I believe in Jesus. Yeah, Satan knows that Jesus is Lord too. He knows that he's God and that he's man. He rejected it. So we need to be able to look beyond the objective here. The Lord is bringing this down to a relational point. My sheep recognize my voice, and they follow me. I was talking to somebody else a couple of days ago. They said, well, you know, this is the situation. Here's what the church teaches. You can't be doing this. And the person who goes to Mass every week says, well, thanks for the information. I like to listen to different voices, and then I'll make up my own decision on whatever I want to believe. In other words, I don't care what the church teaches because I am the ultimate authority here. I am the arbiter of truth for myself. So the church's teaching is an opinion. It's not the truth, it's just an opinion. And if somebody else's opinion I like better because they're saying what I want to hear, then that's where I'm going to go. So again, we can say we're Catholic all day long, and it's true we were baptized Catholic, but this isn't a smorgasbord. This isn't a buffet. This isn't a matter of saying pick and choose what you like. It's a matter of knowing that Jesus is the truth and that we choose him and we're going to follow him. He's the shepherd. So now look into your own heart and ask yourself that. Whose voice am I listening to? Am I truly listening to the Lord? Because right now there are all kinds of competing voices. Think of the average American. You get up in the morning, usually to a bunch of noise, turn on the radio or the stupid TV set, get in your car and turn on the radio, go to work and you've got something going, you get home and the TV is on, and you keep it on until you go to bed at night, and some people have gotten so bad that they say, oh, I can't sleep at night without the TV on. Like, really? So now let me ask the question again. Whose voice are you listening to? The talking heads? Most of them are a bunch of liars. If you haven't figured that out yet, you better look a little bit deeper. Or the one who's going to tell you the truth. There is only one truth, and the truth can't change. Just because we live in a relativistic society that says you can have your truth and I can have my truth. No. The truth is objective, and it's the same for everyone. So this is so important right now. Been telling you for a long time the things that are going on, and now we even have factual evidence. The apostasy is in full swing. 95% of the people in America are staying home and watching cartoons or doing whatever they're doing on Sunday morning. So first of all, we need to praise God for the gift of the faith to be here. Why are you here when 95% of the people won't even go to church at all? And you're coming to daily Mass. Praise the Lord. Why? What's the gift that he's given to you? And why are you here and all these other people have walked away? And if all those other people have walked away, then we have to recognize that this is pretty tenuous. I could walk away too, if the circumstances were right. So unless I have my prayer life in order, unless I know the voice of my shepherd, unless I have determined that I am going to follow him, and of course we know where that's going to lead, right up Calvary to the cross. He didn't make any bones about that. So we can't be living in this fairy tale existence saying, oh, no, he doesn't want me to suffer. Oh, no, he doesn't want the church to have to go through a passion and crucifixion. Oh, no, he did it all for us. No, he doesn't want any of that. Hogwash. Let's get on track. Look at what he said. Listen to what he said and follow him. If you are intent in following him, even if that means to be crucified with him, and your prayer life is in order, you're going to be okay. If you're going to look at it and say, well, you know, this is getting kind of tough. I don't like the suffering. Yeah, this is inconvenient. Cartoons are more fun than going to church. Whatever excuse we come up with, we're going to fall away when push comes to shove. So look at your prayer life, number one. Number two, ask yourself, who am I really listening to? Is it Jesus or is it someone else? Because his sheep hear his voice. They know him and they follow him.